Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
Lord, you know all my longings.
Lord, you know all my longings.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent, and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light is gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord, our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
My eyes keep watch for your saving help,
awaiting the word that will justify me.
From the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, protest against your mother, protest, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her remove her harlotry from before her. since she has not known that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and her abundance of silver and of gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, will snatch away my wool and my flax, with which she covers her nakedness. So now I will lay bare her shame before the eyes of her lovers, and no one can deliver her out of my hand. I will bring an end to all her joy, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her solemnities. I will lay waste her vines and fig trees, of which she said, "These are the hire my lovers have given me." I will turn them into rank growth, and wild beasts shall devour them. I will punish her for the days of the Baals, for whom she burnt incense while she decked herself out with her rings and her jewels, and, in going after her lovers, forgot me, says the Lord. Therefore I will hedge in her way with thorns and erect a wall against her, so that she cannot find her paths. If she runs after her lovers, she shall not overtake them. If she looks for them, she shall not find them. Then she shall say, "I will go back to my first husband, for it was better with me then than now." So I will allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart. From there I will give her the vineyards she had and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall respond there as in the days of her youth, when she came up from the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, she shall call me my husband, and never again my Baal. Then will I remove from her mouth the names of the Baals, so that they shall no longer be invoked. I will make a covenant for them on that day, with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the things that crawl on the ground. Bow and sword and war I will destroy from the land, and I will let them take their rest in security. I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. On that day I will respond, says the Lord. I will respond to the heavens, and they shall respond to the earth. The earth shall respond to the grain and wine and oil, and these shall respond to Jezreel. I will sow him for myself in the land, and I will have pity on Lo Ruhamah. I will say to Lo Ami, "You are my people," and he shall say, "My God."
This is the wedding day of the Lamb. His bride has made herself ready. Blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. I will betroth you to myself in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
Blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
A reading from a spiritual canticle by St. John of the Cross, priest. The soul united to God and transformed in Him draws from within God a divine breath, much like the Most High God Himself. And God, abiding in the soul, breathes forth the life of the soul as its exemplar. This I take to be what Paul meant when he said, "Because you are children of God, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.'" This is what takes place in those who have achieved perfection. One should not wonder that the soul is capable of so sublime an activity. For if God so favors her that she is made godlike by union with the Most Holy Trinity, I ask you then why it should seem so incredible that the soul at one with the Trinity and in the greatest possible likeness to it should share the understanding, knowledge, and love which God achieves in Himself. How this is possible, no other power or wisdom can express, save by explaining how the Son of God obtained this sublime state for us, and won for us the power to be the children of God, as He asked of the Father, "Father, I desire that where I am, those you have given me may also be with me, that they may see the glory you have given me, that is, that they may share with certainty the very task I perform. And then he said, Not for them alone do I ask, but also for those who will come to believe in me through their teaching, that all may be one as you, Father, are one in me and I in you, and that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are, I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect, and that the world will know that you sent me, and as you have loved me, so I have loved them. The Father thus gives them the same love he shares with the Son, though not by nature as with the Son, but through unity and transformation of love. One should not think that the Son is asking the Father to make the saints one with him in essence and nature, as the Son is with the Father, but rather that they may be united with him in love, just as the Father and the Son are one in the essential unity of love. Accordingly, souls possess the same goods by participation that the Son possesses by nature. As a result, they are truly divine by participation, equals and companions of God. Thus Peter said, May grace and peace be perfected in you in the knowledge of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. For all things of his divine power, which are given to us for our life and goodness, are given through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and power, by which he has given us great and precious promises, that by these we may be made partakers of the divine nature. So the soul, in this union which God has ordained, joins in the work of the Trinity, not yet fully as in the life to come, but nonetheless even now in a real and perceptible way. O my soul, created to enjoy such exquisite gifts, what are you doing? Where is your life going? How wretched is the blindness of Adam's children, if indeed we are blind to such a brilliant light and deaf to so insistent a voice.
See how great is the love the Father has given us.
We are called God's children, and that is what we are.
We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he really is.
We are called God's children, and that is what we are.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.